from the Citizens Campaign for the Environment. It's Dareth Glantz. Dareth, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. This is very timely. We're going to talk about hydrofracking today, and there's just been a moratorium extended till what, May 15th now, that that we can't pursue hydrofracking. Can you explain to me what that is about?
Yeah, the Senate and the Assembly have both passed legislation that places a proactive moratorium on high-volume hydraulic fracturing for gas.
Okay.
Now, the Assembly passed it on Monday night. And it goes to the governor for his signature. We hope that he will sign it. And the reason why this has been so strongly supported by the public, because of the inherent risks associated with this new type of drilling. This is not your grandfather's gas well. We've seen significant problems happen in Pennsylvania, in Wyoming, in Texas, in Colorado, folks having heavy metals and methane seeping into their water. We've seen spills that have contaminated local water sources. And this is also an incredibly resource-intensive extraction process where they need to use millions of gallons of water. So there's been some places where streams have been sucked dry. And we're very concerned about what this type of industrial activity in New York State will do to our water resources as well as our air resources, especially in light of a DEC that we've lost so many staff that we don't have the right kind of oversight. So what the legislature did was pass legislation saying, you know what, we're going to take a proactive time out. We're going to make sure that we have some more time. We've got a new governor coming in. We're going to have new leadership at the DEC. And this just gives a time out to make sure that New York doesn't rush in to this new type of industrial activity without being prepared.
Dareth, can you explain to me exactly what the process of hydrofracking is?
Definitely. So what folks may be most familiar with is the Marcellus Shale, which is a deep shale thousands of feet into the ground where there's gas that's trapped within that rock formation. So unlike the Trenton Black River formation where you drill down deep and you find a pool of gas, this is a process where you have to drill vertically.
Okay.
Under the earth, and then you turn your drill bit so you're able to go have a horizontal leg, and then you fracture that rock. You inject, and you fracture it by injecting millions of gallons of water laced with chemicals and sand to keep that rock open so the gas can come out. So this is the most significant issue. Along with the waste, the liquid waste that's produced, the opportunities for spill, but also there's significant amount of truck traffic, damage to the roads, and a whole host of new infrastructure that has to be built as well. And so municipalities have been really struggling with to get prepared for how they can deal with it because oil and gas drilling is really regulated at the state level.
What sort of chemicals are they pumping into the shale?
Well, there's a whole host of them, and one of the biggest problems is many of them are proprietary, but I can kind of talk about what the general classes of chemicals are. So there's propants, that's sand. You need an acid, like hydrochloric acid, to clean up the perforation, and you need a breaker, which reduces the viscosity of the fluid so you can release that propant into the fracture so you can enhance recovery of the gas. You need biocides to kill organisms that could contaminate the methane. You need clay stabilizers like salts and potassium chloride that prevent the swelling of the migration of that formation. We need corrosion inhibitors like methanol to reduce the rust on the steel tubings. You need cross-linkers like potassium hydroxide that increases the fracturing viscosity to carry more propant into the fractures, friction reducers, gelling agents, and iron control, scale inhibitors, and surfactants, which allow all of this stuff to happen. Because you need water you need the sand to basically float in the water. And all of us that have been to the beach understand the sand at the bottom because it's heavier. Mm-hmm. You need to add these different types of chemicals. And we're, you know, very concerned about some of these are poisonous and have been linked to being carcinogenic. And some of them are just incredibly corrosive and difficult to deal with.
And of course, any of these that are going into the ground are ultimately going to wind up in our water table, in the groundwater.
Yeah, the first when you do the first injection of the water and chemicals, typically about 30% of that comes back out, and it changes based on the type of formation. Everything's very specific to the specific geology, and so you'll get the flow back. It's called flow back fluid, so that's the chemicals in the water that you've injected down that come back up. And then there's also something else called production brine, because what we're really talking about when we're talking about Marcellus shale in particular is the bottom of the ancient ocean. So what comes up is liquid that's about 5 times saltier than seawater, which is incredibly challenging to get rid of as well.
Okay. All right. Now, there are people in the industry, in the natural gas industry, that would argue that hydrofracking has been around for nearly 100 years or for 70 years at least, and it's been executed safely throughout the country. What's your rebuttal to that?
What we're talking about here is adding the high volume with the horizontal drilling. In New York State, this is new. This is why we're going through a revision of the generic environmental impact statement that governs how we do oil and gas drilling in New York State. And what's different about this is back in 2008, Governor Patterson signed the multi-well spacing bill in New York State, so you could have multiple wells drilled from a single well pad. So you can just octopus out, you know, 8 or so legs horizontally out from one place, which just increases the industrial activity in that one area.